This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. When was the last time you went to a zoo and wondered aloud, how is it that such a large elephant can be held by such a small steak? Here's how. It's a conditioned response. When an elephant is a baby, a chain is placed around its ankle. The chain is attached to a stake. No matter how hard that elephant tries, he cannot move that stake. After time as a baby, the elephant gives up trying. When the elephant does get older, he is so conditioned by his experience that even the largest elephants on earth are easily held back and kept in place by a small metal stake. It's not that they cannot move it. They're held hostage by their mind. What does God say about your mind? Through the pen of Paul, God said in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Past experiences, mental perspectives, and conditioned responses can hold our life hostage to the influence of sin. But God wants us to be free from those conditioned responses and that desire to live in sin. He wants us to get past the mindset conditioned by society. Submit our will to the thoughts and values of Jesus, and He wants you to surrender your life to what God is doing in you. Now, what does that involve? Well, here are three requirements for gaining victory over conformity to the values of this world. Remember God's mercies. There's motivation for us in that love story called the crucifixion of Christ. Render our life. If we owned our life, God would require a sacrifice. But since God owns our life, He requires the dedication of full surrender. Then getting victory over conformity to the values of this world requires the renewing of our mind. That's the transformation of breaking away from those influences and behaviors that chain us to the stake of preconditioned responses. Thinking the thoughts of Jesus, we break free. And the key to transformed living is giving as much of ourselves to as much of Christ as we know. A missionary was going through a difficult time. While practicing the courage of her convictions, she wrote in her diary, I thank God for the nails that hold me to the cross of Jesus Christ. And the next time you're near a hardware store, purchase a nail and attach it to some place that you'll see often. Put it in your desk drawer at work, attach it to the wall just above the exit door of your house, or if you're in your vehicle, hang it from your mirror just to remind you that the God who demonstrated full surrender at Calvary wants us, without conditions, to give as much of ourselves to as much of Christ as we know. Now go and live the Christ-centered life.